Welcome back to the Jukebox. Well, I have a very special guest joining me. Have you ever dreamed about a trip to Vegas? Vegas is coming to us right up here in beautiful Gray County. Meaford Hall has a night in Vegas, an amazing show coming up Saturday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Mark your calendars, October 14th. It's called A Night in Vegas, and we have one of the former members of the Nylons. We have him on air right now. Mika Barnes, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and I'm so happy to join you today to talk about this really, really fun show we get to do for the folks in Meaford.
Hey, Mika, welcome. All right, it's a two-man show. Do I have that right?
You sure do. I'm getting to do it with my Nylons buddy, Billy Newton Davis.
All
who is,
right.
You know, multiple Juno Award winner, and I got to go around the world with Billy singing all those fantastic Nylon songs. So when we were putting the Vegas concert together, we just thought there would be nobody who would be more perfect, especially to talk about his time with Sammy Davis Jr., because Billy...
Oh, there's a legend. Mr. Bojangles. Wow.
Yeah. Billy actually was on Broadway with Sammy Davis Jr. in...
No way.
Yeah, so he can talk firsthand about his experiences, and he sings the heck out of those Sammy Davis Jr. songs, let me tell you.
Terrific. Now, personal question, around what time did you join the Nylons? Because that's you know, for many of our listeners, an iconic, that's a legendary a cappella group, Toronto-based, and it's been around for many decades. I think they stopped, when did they disband? Just a couple years ago, 2017.
Listen, I was lucky enough to join them straight off of Queen Street in Toronto when I was just a kid. And yeah, it was in the 90s, and we had a nice long run together. I made three records with the guys, and it was like going to college for me. I had been singing music and my originals, and for me to actually learn how to sing group harmonies and be able to pull off an entertaining show night after night, it was like a university course in how to be like an international level entertainer. They really worked me out and gave me my start in this business, and I will always be thankful and pay tribute to the legacy that group made so many people happy.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, and was jazz always when did you get bit by the jazz bug?
Oh, I was a kid. Oh, yeah. My parents were in the industry. My dad was a classical composer. My grandmother on the other side was also a classical pianist. And my mom was a jazz freak. So we had a whole lot of amazing music in the house. And what happened was, you know, I stumbled on Billie Holiday and Nat King Cole before I actually got started on any other kind of music. So as a young person, I took in the legends of jazz, and I went to the piano and started to play the standards and figure out if there might be a place for me in this crazy business really, really young.
What a journey you've had. Wow. Well, I can tell by the sound of your voice, this is going to be an event to remember here at Meaford Hall. It's packed with great humor. Two very charismatic gentlemen, Mika Barnes, Billy Newton Davis, taking you on an amazing journey. Tell us a little bit about the Sands Hotel, your roller coaster ride.
Right. So, like, when we were putting this together, we're working with director Tom Allison from Stratford, and we decided, like, okay, how can we best take the audience on, give them the experience of being in a classic show, Vegas showroom, but at the same time, give them a show that really either tells them more about who we are as people and let them really get to know us. Whereas Billy talks a lot about his life in show business with Sammy Davis Jr., I have the opportunity to sing all those glorious songs by Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Peggy Lee and Judy Garland and all the classic Vegas entertainers and tell my life story. So Mika Barnes at the Sands Hotel, which is my part of the show, is really my life story in song. And the Sands Hotel was the place where the Rat Pack famously had those really interesting evenings where they all jump on stage with each other and you know, rib each other and make jokes and kind of like let the spirit of improvisation fly, because they were all really sophisticated entertainers that knew how to, you couldn't throw a curveball that they couldn't hit. So they were able to really, great team, right? That's, I think, the unwritten part of the Rat Pack, is that they were great as a team. And so it made it really fun for the audience. No one ever knew what to expect. And that's something that both Billy and I are trying to really give our audience. And the Sands Hotel moment, it being one of those real classic Rat Pack moments. And that's why we decided Mika Barnes at the Sands Hotel was a really good title for us.
Perfect, perfect. Well, so excited for you bringing this to our neck of woods here. Mark your calendar, Saturday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at Meaford Hall. That's meaford.ca. You can see it there at the calendar, calendar.meaford.ca. Get your tickets, all the information you need. Join Mika Barnes, Billy Newton Davis on this incredible musical journey to the Sands Hotel and the days of Sammy Davis Jr., Pillars of Las Vegas. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Good luck. Good luck on this show.
We can't wait to sing it to play for the audiences in Meaford, because this show got started in Collingwood, not that far away. So we're hoping
awesome.
The audience will follow us and come to Meaford.
Awesome. It's going to be a hit. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Jukebox.
Thanks a lot. Pleasure to talk to you, Daniel. We'll do it again some other time.
Likewise. Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Cheers.
All right. Cheers, man. Ciao.
Ciao.